بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The issue of Palestine is the first issue of the world of Islam by Ayatollah Khamenei. Even the repeated and great problems that the enemies of the revolution imposed on the Islamic Republic of Iran failed to discourage the Islamic Republic from defending Palestine. One instance of the problems that they caused was the 8-year war waged on Iran by Saddam Hussein, who had been goaded by America and England and was supported by reactionary Arab governments. Thus, new blood was pumped into the veins of Palestine. Muslim Mujahid groups started to emerge in Palestine. The Lebanese resistance formed a powerful and a new front against the enemy and its supporters. Instead of relying on Arab governments and seeking help from global organizations such as the United Nations, which were accomplices of the arrogant powers, Palestine started to rely on itself, its youth, its deep Islamic faith, and its selfless men and women. This is the key to all achievements. Over the past 3 decades, this process has been accelerated on a daily basis.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The humiliating defeat of the Zionist regime in Lebanon in the year 2006, the humiliating failure of the arrogant Zionist army in Gaza in the year 2008, the Zionist regime's escape from South Lebanon and withdrawal from Gaza, the establishment of the resistance government in Gaza, and in brief, changing the Palestinian nation from a group of helpless and hopeless people to a hopeful, resistant, and self-confident nation. These were outstanding characteristics of the past 30 years. This general picture will be clear when attempts at compromise and treacherous activities, whose goal is to break down resistance and make Palestinian groups and Arab governments acknowledge the legitimacy of Israel, are also reflected upon in an appropriate way. These activities, which were initiated with the Camp David Accords by the treacherous and unworthy successor of Jamal Abdel Nasser, have always been aimed at undermining the steely determination of resistance forces. During the Camp David Accords, for the first time, an Arab government officially acknowledged that the Palestinian lands belonged to the Zionists, and it signed the papers according to which Palestine was recognized as the homeland of Jews.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.